This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. It is May 4th. 2023, smart. And that's the new way we're introing smart. The show, smart. Motherfuckers.
Whatever day.
Ian, please insert.
He didn't do it.
Did he not do it?
So what he did
insert
last time.
Insert the show number,
no,
you got.
What he did last time was like, today is 6-8. He fucking totally didn't know.
Ian, goddamn it. I don't know what's going on either. Guys,
it's off the rails. He did a humana for the fucking show number. It was
God
amazing.
God damn it. That's what I was
it's
doing.
It's in the late sixes.
Jesus.
It's in the late sixes. We're okay. We're good. We're
good
to go.
Shows what I know. I haven't even listened to the last episode.
What I love is like how fucking just... He's the guy who just is like, I don't give a shit either.
I know.
he's the perfect employee. Because he's like, none of us care. No, what Ian, are we doing?
You know, when you're hiring at the glory hole... Yeah, all right. It might get the job done, but asking for enthusiasm is
sometimes
a little much.
Enthusiasm's
no, a little right, much, yeah, right?
Yeah. Depends on the tip.
It's just the tip. All right, so this story comes from NPR. Deliciously, ironically, this story comes from NPR. I love right now, Cecil, that this story comes from NPR. Because the story is Elon Musk threatens to reassign at NPR on Twitter to another company. So if you recall... Elon Musk, who has just decided that the way to take over a major media company is to micromanage it down to the fucking tweet.
It's amazing.
Down to the tweet.
How on earth?
The fuck is wrong with you, spaceman?
God, he feels like he's counting pubic hair or something.
For
you
fucking
know what I mean?
Real.
Like, he is so into the whole thing and doing these... And it's all clearly shitty things he's doing to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
This in particular,
he's a piece of shit.
NPR has at NPR, and they've decided because he said in the past he was going to label them as
state sponsored media,
and then they said, okay, how about eat a bag of dicks?
Yeah.
And they just said we're not going to go to
stop
Twitter
fucking
anymore.
Tweeting.
And he said, okay, well I'll change it back. And they were like, yeah, if it's fucking like on your whim, then. We're just not coming back. Like
right.
It's like, this is clearly just a whim of yours. And we have no guarantee that you don't change your mind. So we're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, fine. I'm going to give away at NPR if you're not using it. But their terms of service clearly state that it's just if you log in. So if you want to be a lurker on Twitter,
right.
All you have to do is log in every 30 days. And they won't get, according to their own terms of service, they won't get rid of your handle
right.
And give it to somebody else. Now, if you leave your car account in, you know.
If you just don't log into it for
If you just
years.
Don't log in, if it's like basically just abandoned for a long time, they can take your handle.
Right.
But it has to be under their terms of service. And he's willing to break the terms of service. And then the major negatives of this is like some fucking random troll out there can have at NPR because he got mad one
day. Because and then tweets are going to go out that look like they are from NPR.
Yeah.
Right? It's threatening identity crisis, right? Or identity. It's essentially like some kind of weird... Twitter identity theft blackmail. He runs this company, Cecil, like an abusive boyfriend.
He really does, man.
Like a manipulative, abusive boyfriend. If you leave me, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing.
Yep.
Like he runs this like he's a fucking manipulative, abusive
He runs it like
boyfriend.
A bad cus-